Welcome to Choose Life, the radio teaching ministry of author, speaker, and Bible teacher, Deborah Ross. Few of us recognize the true power of prayer more than the people who minister in prisons. And when God uses someone he saved from a hard life of drugs and rock and roll as his minister, the real power of prayer is electric. Today, Deborah speaks with just such a woman, Nancy McGee. Now, with more on the power of prayer, here's Deborah Ross.
I'm talking with Nancy McGee. She actually goes by Nan, and Nan is the wife of Bobby McGee of ChristSongMinistry.org. We heard from Bobby, and today we're going to hear Nan's side of the story. Nan, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thank you, Deborah. I'm so blessed to be here today.
It's good to be here with you. And, you know, you and I are good friends. We do ministry together.
Yes.
And I think your story is so important, so powerful. And I think that it's really going to touch the hearts of a lot of women listening today. So you grew up in a Christian family?
We went to church.
Okay.
That doesn't mean we were Christians.
Okay. So tell us about that.
I was raised in the church. We went every time the door was open. All my schooling was Christian schooling, grammar school and high school. Had religion class every day, learned Bible verses, learned all the stories. But there was no real relationship, even in my parents at home. I never saw them read the Bible. I never saw them pray.
Mm-hmm.
If we said a prayer over a meal, it was, "Come, Lord Jesus, be our guest," and that was it.
Mm-hmm.
But I became prideful because I thought I knew it all. I knew all the stories. I read the Bible. I could recite all 66 books. But when someone were to ask me if I were saved, I would get angry. I knew Jesus. What are you talking about?
Of course. Wow, yes. Mm-hmm.
I would get defensive.
Mm-hmm.
But I had no relationship. And because of that, in my teenage years, I went hog wild.
Yeah.
Sex, drugs, and rock and roll in the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got married at a age of 20. I had three children, 18 months apart, three boys.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was pregnant with my third, my first husband died in an accident at work.
Mm.
I went hog wild again, mm-hmm. angry.
Mm-hmm.
Married my second husband, and he died after our son was 3 years old.
So you have four children at this point.
Yes.
You have two dead husbands.
Yes.
And you're thinking,
why did you do this to me?
God, why did you do this to me, God?
Yeah. And I haven't served him. I haven't lived for him. I don't have a relationship with him, but I blamed him.
Yeah. Isn't that what we do so often? We blame him. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And, you know, you even told me something one time, Nancy, that people called you, I think, this, or maybe you thought of yourself as the Black Widow. You know, why am I a young woman who's had two husbands to die?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, were you afraid?
I was. I was afraid. I even held people at bay because I was afraid that if they got too close to me, they would die, too. Mm-hmm. I really had that fear.
Mm-hmm. So now you're a single mom. And you're raising four boys.
Yes.
That's not an easy job. And so tell us about how your life goes from there.
I met a man in prison. And, of course, that went over real well. Mom, I met a man. But he's in prison. But he's really changed this time. Believe me, he's been down six times, but it's going to be different this time.
Right.
That went over real good.
Uh-huh.
But we got a chance to get to know each other in letters. I met him, but I didn't go visit him. We wrote letters for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I fell in love with his heart.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you go on your first date, you're on your best behavior.
Mm-hmm.
And you might not be yourself. Mm-hmm. But in our letters, we got to see each other's real hearts.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the man I fell in love with.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'd like to say something about that because I think so many people, they fall in love with the physical appearance or they become infatuated with the physical appearance. And they really don't spend as much time getting to know the heart. Now, I know that most people don't fall in love with somebody in prison. But at the same time, you know, whoever we choose to spend our life with, I think so many times we don't spend time getting to know their heart.
Yes.
And the beauty of your story is that because you had already been through two marriages that, you know, you're wondering what in the world is going on, you know, now you're at a place where you're just, it's all about the heart. And
yes.
So you're talking to this man in letters and you're getting to know him at the heart level.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. And I saw he was saved at that point, but he was still struggling with the transformation process of mm-hmm. of how do I live.
Mm-hmm.
And but I wasn't saved then.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I knew him, I wasn't saved until 1998.
Mm-hmm.
After he got out, after we were married,
mm-hmm.
alone in my living room floor, I came to a place where I knew that I couldn't do it without him anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had been running from him all those years.
Mm-hmm.
And on my knees, I gave my heart and my life over to him completely. I surrendered that day.
Mm-hmm. At the age of 42.
Yes.
Because I want everyone to hear this because, you know, so often we think, oh, you know, they'll never change, you know, or it's too late for them or whatever. But you were 42 years old. You had all this knowledge, all this prideful knowledge of the Bible and of religion. But
yes.
You came to the foot of the cross at age 42 and you surrendered your life. And then what?
Then I started praying for my husband
mm-hmm.
diligently. He was still struggling with drugs at that point. He'd do really good for a while and then he'd fall off.
Now, this is your husband who was in prison.
Yes.
Who's now out.
Right.
You were married.
Yes.
He's saved.
Yes.
You just got saved.
Yes.
And, but he's struggling.
Yes, he's
okay.
struggling.
Mm-hmm.
I remember one day he was going out and I knew what he was going to do. He was going to go use. And he knew what he was going to do. And we had a half mile driveway. And as soon as he left, I went back to my bedroom and hit my knees and started praying for him. And he got to the end of that road, and God wouldn't let him go any further. And he came back and found me on my knees, and he said, "Woman, would you quit praying for me?" I said, "I can't do that."
Uh-huh.
And I kept praying, and he couldn't go. And it just, he said, "You're really messing me up." And I guess it was.
Yep. Mm-hmm. But now, how many years did you go with living with this, now your third husband, who you love his heart, and you're thankful for him, but he is causing you a lot of grief because he's, you know, he's not living a righteous life. He's
yeah.
he's dragging you down this path of darkness.
It was.
So how did you deal with this?
A lot of prayer. Sometimes I'd stumble and fall myself, and I'd start using again myself.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't until 2009 that the complete transformation and deliverance for both of us came
mm-hmm.
at a place called Hebron Colony Ministry. And that was the changing point in both of our lives where everything changed and he was truly delivered.
Praise the Lord. Now, Nancy, I would like to share a song called Arise and Be Counted. You and your husband, Bobby, you do prison ministry, you sing. I want to share this song because I think this song kind of wraps up our time together today.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay.
Arise and be counted, you soldiers of the cross. Prepare yourselves for battle, regardless of the cost. Arise and be counted, for your God's mighty men. Prepare yourselves for battle. It's God's word that you defend, and the Lord of life, he walks before you and prepares the pathway as you go. The King of Kings is the conqueror, he's the Lord of all. friend or foe. Arise and be counted, you daughters of the King. Sing praises to your Master. Stand up, arise and sing. Arise, ye children, fall on your knees and pray. You are the apple of his eye. Commit yourselves to him today. And the Lord of life, he walks before you. He prepares the pathway as you go. The King of Kings is the conqueror. He's the Lord of all, friend or foe. Arise, you sons of mercy. Counted where you stand. Prepare your feet for battle. Stand up and be a man. Arise and be counted, you soldiers of the cross.
Soldiers of the cross, soldiers of the cross, arise and be counted. Now, listening to this song, tell me what's going through your heart and mind as far as the song goes and as far as your testimony goes.
I believe, and my husband believes, that the Lord is calling us all to be soldiers in these last days. Soldiers.
Amen.
For Christ. Soldiers coming out of prison and drug rehabs and all over the place. And that looks different for so many people. For some people, it's being a prayer warrior. For some people, it's going into prisons. For others, it's spreading the word like you do. Hmm. It looks different. He has a different calling on each of us. But each of us has to stand up and arise and be counted in these last days and not be wimpy Christians, but stand up for him.
Amen. Nan, I so agree with you on that. You know, we're living in a culture and a time in which people need to hear the truth. They need to have hope. They need to know that there is a better way. And this Arise and Be Counted CD can be found on your website, which is ChristSongMinistry.org.
Yes.
And we encourage our listeners to go there and to get to know you and to purchase your music. You have several CDs on there. And to pray for you and support your ministry.
Yes.
And I just thank you so much for your time today. And I just believe that your testimony has touched the hearts of many women listening today, probably many men listening today as well. And we just thank you for your work in the kingdom, man.
Thank you, Deborah.
Choose Life has been paid for by the friends and partners of Deborah Ross Ministries. Thank you for your support. Tune in next week for more Bible teaching with author and speaker Deborah Ross. Until then, go to DeborahRossMinistries.org for more encouraging messages, plus books, CDs, articles, partnership information, and how to stay connected with Deborah. Choose Life is committed to strengthening families, encouraging faith, and preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. Find out more at DeborahRossMinistries.org.